2 Kings 14, verses 17 to 20, and 2 Chronicles 25, 25 to 28. I'll be concentrating on the 2 Chronicles passage. Amaziah's ignoble end. Amaziah, this king of Judah, this man who had turned away from the Lord, comes to his end, and what an ignoble end it is. Let me read the passage. 2 Chronicles 25, verses 25 to 28. Amaziah, son of Joash, king of Judah, lived for 15 years after the death of Jehoash, son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel. Now that king is mentioned, of course, because Amaziah had the audacity to challenge Jehoash to war. Judah launched war against Israel and lost. But Amaziah did outlive the Israelite king by 15 years. And then we get the summary of Amaziah's reign. Verse 26, as for the other events of Amaziah's reign from beginning to end, are they not written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel? Yes, all the events of this man's life are written in the annals of the kings of Judah and Israel. For my friend, all the events of my life are written. All the events of your life are written. They may not be written in books which you can bought in shops, but they're written in God's book. And that's the history that counts. All the events, all the thoughts, all the words, all the actions, all the motives. Every idle word shall have to be answered for. So we read. So we're told. So we know. Well, all events recorded. Think of that, my friend. Not one event, not one episode has been lost. God knew all about Amaziah. He knows all about me. And he knows all about you, my friend. Are you a believer? Then he knows all about you. Are you an unbeliever? He knows you too, through and through. All is open, bare, naked, in the eyes of God. Nothing, nothing can hide from him. We go on reading verse 27. From the time that Amaziah turned away from following the Lord, they conspired against him in Jerusalem, and so on. But what a testimony. What a memory. What a last lingering taste. This man turned away from following the Lord. He was a king of Judah. He had the law of Moses. He had the prophets. He had the priests. He had the temple. He was under the covenant, the old covenant, the covenant that God gave Israel at Sinai through Moses. And he turned away from the Lord, and he went after idols, and he served his own ends, and he sinned. What a record! He turned away from the Lord. Am I addressing people here, anyone, brought up in a godly home? You knew the gospel. You were taught the gospel. You saw Christ in action, maybe in your parents, in the family, amongst your friends. And maybe once you made a profession, but you have turned away from following the Lord. Maybe you never begun. Is this speaking to you, my friend? Is this probing you? Is this convincing you? Is it convicting you? Is it leading you back to the Lord? Is there a backslider listening to me? One who's gone away from the Lord. From the time that Amaziah turned away from following the Lord. May that never be said of me. 2 Timothy 4. I want to stand with the apostle here, with Paul here. What does he say? I have kept the faith. I have reached the tape. I'm crossing the line. I have kept the faith. I have not deserted Christ. May God keep us, brother and sister in Christ. And if you have gone back, then come back. Hosea, I will restore them. I will love them freely. He knows how to restore us. Turn back to the Lord, I pray. And if you've never begun, then begin now. Well, from the time that Amaziah turned away from following the Lord, they conspired against him in Jerusalem. And he had to flee to Lachish. But there they found him. They sent men after him to Lachish, and they killed him there. And they brought him back by horse. I was almost going to say they dragged him back by horse. They brought his corpse back and buried him in Jerusalem with his fathers in the city of Judah. But what an ignoble end for a king of Judah. For a man who was under the covenant, who had the law, the priests, the prophets, the temple, who had all the advantages. The end must come, the end came for him. He could not evade it or avoid it, nor can you, nor can I. History has been written, it is being written, it will be written, and it's already recorded, and it will be displayed. What will my end be? What will your end be? What will my record be? What will your record be? Have you forsaken the Lord? Are you forsaking the Lord? Are there the first signs of it? Oh, may God turn us back to the Lord. May Amaziah, for all his faults and all his sins and all his corruptions, may this death and this little discourse be a means of blessing, of turning some poor backslider back to Christ and preventing some believer from defecting, defaulting, turning away from the Lord. And could it be that some unbeliever might be hear this and turn to the Lord? Well, we have to live, my friend, and we are living. And so we shall die, we have to die. How will you live? How will you live today? And when your end comes, how will you die? And what will your end be? What will be the taste that's left? This man turned away from following the Lord. Oh, God, deliver us from that. May it be I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord will give me on that day, and not only me, not me only, but also all who have longed for his appearing. May God keep us faithful. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee the crown of life. May Amaziah, even in his ignoble death, may he speak to us, and may it be for the glory of God that we listen. Amen.